A former Spokane police officer was taken away in handcuffs on Thursday night, more than 1 year after being convicted and more than 6 years after a Spokane man, Otto Zem, died. KPBX's Paige Browning reports on Carl F. Thompson Jr.'s sentencing.
Thompson will spend just over 4 years in federal prison for his actions that led to Zem's death. U.S. Marshals took Thompson into custody at the end of his sentencing by U.S. District Court Judge Fred Van Sickle. Last year, a federal jury convicted the former officer of using excessive force and lying to investigators about the incident. In 2006, Thompson found Zem at a Zip Trip and beat him with a baton, giving him 7 strikes in 8 seconds at one point and stunned him with a taser gun. Zem was incorrectly thought to be a theft suspect and died 2 days later. Thompson's attorney, Carl Oreskovich, says the sentence is too harsh. He spoke briefly with media outside of the courthouse.
It's been a hard-fought case. There are issues upon issues that will go up on appeal, and the issues are substantial.
Awaiting the sentencing, Otto's mom wrote a letter to have read aloud in court. Her attorney, Brian Beggs, read on her behalf that from a young age, Otto was a gentle person and, quote, "I am still waiting for an apology from Carl Thompson. I forgive Carl Thompson." Mrs. Zem may now have part of that apology. Thompson spoke briefly and said, "I'm deeply sorry for the loss of Mr. Zem. I'm also a parent. I know nothing equals the love of our children." Thompson will spend over 4 years in prison and must face restitution within 90 days. In Spokane, I'm Paige Browning.